Charity. Tell everybody about the charities you're playing.
I am playing for two charities. I am playing for Challenge Air for Kids and Friends in honor. Thank you. In honor of Ryan Morrison, who was a member of our Reba family who recently passed away, and this charity was very special to him. And I am also playing for the Unusual Suspects Cedar Company, and it's a company that uses cedar to reach out to kids at risk. So
awesome. Very good. All right, well, great. Let's win them some money today.
Let's win them some money.
Let me tell you the cool thing about this classroom. We let you cheat.
Thank goodness.
Off of some very smart fifth graders. Let me introduce them. We have Kamani.
Kamani.
Taylor. And Kevin.
Kevin!
All right, Melissa, pick one of them. Let's get started.
Taylor,
come on up here.
Okay. I gotta go with the ladies. I gotta go with the ladies.
And we're gonna disprove all the blonde jokes right here, right now. Taylor, how are you today?
I'm good.
All right, let me tell you how this is gonna work, how we're gonna make you that money. You're gonna take a test. 10 subjects.
Okay.
First grade through fifth grade, you can answer them in any order you like. First grade questions are worth $500. Fifth grade questions are worth $5,000. You ace this test. I've got a bonus question that can multiply your winnings by 10. You could leave here today winning $250,000 for charity. That'd be pretty good. All right, everybody, let's find out. Is Melissa Peterman smarter than a fifth grader? Would you recommend she begin?
Well, I like literature, so I'd say fifth grade.
She likes literature.
I'm gonna go for fifth grade literature.
Fifth grade literature. The ladies are going to the top of the board. Here's the question. First published as a book in 1883, the classic children's novel Treasure Island was written by what author? First published as a book in 1883, the classic children's novel Treasure Island was written by what author? Taylor's locked in her answer.
It's a classic, and it was written. Stevenson.
I will tell people in here, because sometimes people overthink things.
Right, like this top. I should have gone with...
I had the same top on yesterday,
okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
But usually I tell people to go with their gut.
I want to lock in Stevenson. It's my gut. I mean, and you know, follow your gut. Lock it in.
What'd you say?
Stevenson.
Ladies, you are both right. It is Robert Louis Stevenson. Pick another one, Melissa.
I'm gonna go with fifth grade measurements.
Fifth grade measurements. You okay with that?
Yeah. Yeah?
The fifth grade measurements question is this. If Kevin walks 1 kilometer, how many decimeters has he walked? If Kevin walks 1 kilometer, how many decimeters has he walked? Taylor's locked in her answer.
Kevin should just get a ride from a friend. I think this might be a time where I might want to take a peek at Taylor's paper.
Okay.
I'm going to lock in the peek.
Locking in the peek. Your fifth grade classmate said 10,000.
I'm going to lock in 10,000.
You've got your thumbs up, but you have your scared face on.
That's your scared face? I thought that was your go for it, Melissa face.
That's the go for it, Melissa face.
Okay.
Guess what? You don't have $5,000 anymore. You have $10,000. You're absolutely right. Subjects remain. Pick another one, Melissa.
I'm gonna go with fourth grade U.S. history.
Fourth grade U.S. history. Here's the question.
Okay.
The Iroquois Native American tribe lived mainly in what present-day U.S. state? The Iroquois Native American tribe lived mainly in what present-day U.S. state? Taylor has locked in her answer.
I'm thinking it's somewhere in the Midwest region.
You're from the upper Midwest.
I am. I'm from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
So I know that it was not Minnesota. I'm going to copy Taylor's homework.
Okay. Kevin, what'd you say?
I said New York.
Kamani, what'd you say?
New York.
New York.
Really?
These two guys are right. Take a look at the board, Melissa. Taylor said, New York! Come our way! We're on our way to $250,000. Welcome back, the host of CMT Singing Bee. Melissa Peterman's in the classroom with us. Off to a good start. Look at this, $13,500. So you have two classmates to pick from.
Kamani, come on up.
Kamani, come on up here. Kamani, say hello to Melissa.
Hello, Miss Melissa. Nice
hello. You are polite. I like that.
Yes. Seven subjects up there.
I'm going to go with fourth grade geometry.
All right, fourth grade geometry. Here it is. True or false? Each regular polygon has as many lines of symmetry as it has sides. Each regular polygon has as many lines of symmetry as it has sides. Kamani's locked in his answer.
I believe a polygon has four sides. So lines of symmetry, lines that are symmetrical. I think it's true, is my gut.
You went with your gut before.
I did go with my gut, and my gut did not steer me wrong. I'm gonna lock in true.
Locking in true. You got your scared face now.
I do.
Would it make you feel better if I told you he said true?
Yes, much better.
Would it make you feel much, much better if I told you you are both absolutely right?
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
We're down to six subjects. Pick another one, Melissa.
I'm gonna go third grade life science.
Third grade life science.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's this one. Which of the following is not true about aphids? They eat plants, they grow into ants, they produce honeydew. Which of the following is not true about aphids? They eat plants, they grow into ants, they produce honeydew. Kamani's locked in his answer.
I'm gonna go with my gut again, because my gut has been pretty on board with me. And I'm gonna go, it is not true, C, that they produce honeydew.
Actually, the correct answer is B. They grow into ants. That is not true about aphids.
What?
So, here's where we stand. If your buddy Kamani said B, he can save you. If he did not, we just gave back $17,000. Kamani said B, they grow into A.
My heart just went down.
I know. Oh, I know. Kamani, very nice job, buddy. We're halfway through this.
Okay.
Pick a subject.
I'm gonna go second grade social studies.
Second grade social studies. Here's this one.
Okay.
How many times can a modern day U.S. president be reelected? How many times can a modern-day U.S. president be reelected?
Reelected? They've already been elected, so, and they can only serve two terms, so they can only be reelected one time, locking it in.
You're right. We're on our way to a quarter of a million dollars. Don't go away. Celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Melissa Peterman has won $20,500 so far.
With their help. With their help.
Look at this. We're down to four subjects. That's some good news.
That is good news. I'm going to take first grade U.S. geography.
First grade U.S. geography.
Oh, please.
Here's the question.
This river, which is the second longest river in America, passes through or borders 10 different states.
I'm gonna lock in the Mississippi River.
Of course it's the Mississippi River. You're absolutely right.
Wow. Take that, first grade geography. Next.
Three subjects remain.
All right.
Third grade math, okay. The question is this. What number is the only multiple of every integer? What number is the only multiple of every integer?
Is it zero?
You want to lock that in?
Zero. It's zero. I'm going to lock in zero. I'm going to go with my gut. Lock in zero. Why that? No. Don't slump. No.
Your gut said zero?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right! It's zero! Three times zero equals zero. It is a multiple of every integer. Not to add a little pressure, but you get one wrong. That 23,500 goes back to zero. Pick your poisons.
I'm gonna go second grade grammar.
Second grade grammar.
Let's do it.
Here's the question. Oh. How many possessive nouns are in the next sentence? Melissa's contestant didn't know whose song she was singing. How many possessive nouns are in the next sentence? Melissa's contestant didn't know whose song she was singing.
I think it's one. I'm gonna listen to my gut, and I'm gonna lock in a one.
Taylor, how many possessive nouns do you think was in the sentence?
What?
That's it, we got it, right?
Right, you did get it. You are still on your way to a quarter of a million. I'll be right back.
Oh my God.
Here's today's extra credit question. What was the flavor of the first condensed soup sold commercially in 1897? Is it A, chicken noodle, B, split pea, or C, tomato? We'll be right back. Before the break, we ask, what was the flavor of the first condensed soup sold commercially in 1897? The answer is C, tomato. Welcome back to the classroom. Melissa Peterman is on a roll. You are 9 for 9. We are down to the last subject. The first grade world geography question is this. Central America is located on which continent? Central America is located on which continent? What do we know about continents?
I know there are 7 continents.
Okay.
Isn't that in South America? Or is it so simple? Is it North America? I will deserve a lifetime of mocking and shame if I am wrong, but I'm going to go with my gut. Central America is located on the North American continent. North America, I'm going to lock it in. Oh, God.
You said South America right off the bat. But then you started talking about it and talking about it and talking about it, and you changed that answer to North America.
Oh, my God. Am I in detention?
No. You're right!
Oh, my God.
You just ran the table. I do have one more question. It is a bonus question that can multiply your winnings by 10. We could turn the $25,000 into $250,000. But let me tell you something about the bonus question. It will be a fifth grade question. I'll show you the subject for free. But if you ask to see the question, you have to play it out. If you play it out and you miss it, that $25,000 goes down to zero. But because you're over $2,500, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader will give $2,500 to your charities. Not the same as $25,000. You ready to see the subject?
Yes.
The subject of today's bonus question is this. Ancient history.
Well, I've been listening to my gut through this entire show. And, you know, this is not my money to play with. This is money that can really help a lot of people. So I'm going to listen to my gut, and my gut says, no way, I'm taking the money and running.
You want to drop out of school?
Yes, I want to drop out of school and take the cash.
Congratulations.
Thank you
awesome
so much.
Job.
Thank you.
Awesome job. Your charities have $25,000 they didn't have. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
One last piece of business.
All right.
I know you ran the table, but you didn't want to take the bonus question, so there is a little something you might want to say to the world into that camera.
I'll do it. I'm Melissa Peterman, and I may be able to host the Singing Bee, but I am not smarter than a fifth grader.
We'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.